All right, let's do this. Morning, guys and gals. I don't exactly have a, I just wanted to jump on and do this thing that I did last week. I did it once. I said, if I were a realtor, how would I go about marketing myself? And today I want to say how, if I were an insurance person, and I actually have a little bit of background in insurance, so I have a better understanding of it, how would I market myself? So, first of all, I have to start off by saying it depends on the company you work for. There's some companies that will be very, very, well, no matter what, even if you're an independent insurance salesman, there's going to be certain things you cannot say because of compliance. So, obviously, that makes it sometimes difficult, but overall, there's still a lot of things you can do, and there's no reason to make excuses. So, first thing I would do is, you're trying to draw attention to you as the insurance professional in the area. So, have all of the social media platforms you can, and then create content on them on a daily basis. But to go further than that, you have to create good content that's really enjoyable for people to watch and listen to. Like, maybe make it lighthearted or funny. Depending on your clientele, depending on what your target is, you're going to want to do different things. You might be the person who wants to just get kids right after, on their way to college, that they have a term policy, and then they'll hopefully buy from you in the future. So you'd want to target the younger people in order to gain them as clients, and hopefully they'd be lifetime clients then. You're going to want to establish yourself as the expert. So ways you do that, the way you do that in general is by educating. So it's not about like, oh yeah, we have insurance, buy it from us. It's about, what is insurance? Do you like, and answering these questions that the people don't really know, or maybe they sort of know, but they're too afraid to ask about it. So answering those questions, figuring out what those questions are and answering them. So I would do a daily podcast or a weekly podcast explaining one kind of product or method or strategy for the financial planning area. Some people think that insurance and financial planning are different, but in my opinion, if you're going to be a good insurance salesperson, you're going to understand how to financially plan for them, because then you're just another guy otherwise. So create a podcast, YouTube videos. I would go and do an audit of whatever city area you live in. So obviously your search results on Google are going to be reflecting your local area, because they take into account where you're searching from. So what I would do is I would do an audit and do like all the crazy searches you can think of, like how to buy insurance, do I need insurance, do I blah blah blah. Answer, like type in all of these different questions you think people might ask, and then if there's not an answer to them, specifically if there's not a YouTube answer to them, if there's not a YouTube video that comes up on the top, create a YouTube video series, because Google favors YouTube because they own them. So if there's a nice local YouTube video on that topic, or very close to those, to answering that question based on the search words, they're gonna put that towards the top typically. It's not always, but most of the time, because they want to have the variety of answers. They want to have the ads. Well, they have to have the ads because they pay for them. They have the ads, they're gonna have the Google business places, they're gonna have a YouTube video, hopefully. They'll have those, the Google formatted version of the answers where people typically people also ask. So the point is, if there's no YouTube video existing, you might as well make one. You can also distribute that onto many different platforms, and it's just education in general. So that's a big part of it. I would blog, because that's educational and certain people like to read rather than listen or watch. Depending on what your typical market is, like for me with when I was in insurance with the Knights of Columbus, I had a very old base of people. Like, the average person in our organization was like 65. It's like most of them are over 65. And so what we did was I did a lot of paper, like phone book advertising, because the stats say that a lot of people who are over the certain age will look in the phone book, actually. So I'm actually still paying for that ad, even though I'm not there. Whoops. But anyways, I think that it really, you have to define what your market is, and then there's going to be certain practices to do based on that. But I think overall, if I were in it again, I would be targeting towards younger people, hoping to get them as lifetime clients, and I would create engagement with them and do polling, ask their opinion on things, just help them to understand, answer the questions that they want answered. And I would also do a lot of targeted campaigns in trying to show them the narrative that I'm trying to, like, saying, okay, you putting something that doesn't seem normal, like, okay, you have insurance on your phone, why not have insurance in your life? Or, like, you have I guess a lot of young people, a lot of, oftentimes don't think about the consequences of college, right? If their parents co-sign on their loan, oftentimes they're going to be the ones responsible for that college debt if they pass away in an accident, for example. So there's just different ways you can show them and point out to them, hey, by the way, did you know, or did you think of this? And that can be very helpful. So, and then I would also, a huge thing I would do is run Google ads, Google paid ads, to all of the different search results. And I'd probably target one city at a time and work a lot in one city, paying those ads, and then move it on to the next. Because the little that you pay for Google ads, you know, whatever it is, a couple hundred bucks a month, that is so little in comparison to what you can gain out of it. Even if you just get one client out of that, you're most likely going to come out ahead. Typically, you're going to come out way ahead, and typically, you're going to get more than one client out of that. So, anyways, that's all I got for today as far as that's concerned. And, yeah, if you guys have any questions, want me to answer or come up with ideas for a different business, please let me know. Tweet or Snapchat me, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. God bless.